Well, I wish I could say it was a good morning, Philadelphia. It's a crappy morning because we have to realize that the Philadelphia Eagles are an average to below average football team right now. And this is not something I thought I'd be saying week five of the defending Super Bowl champion season. Yet, Bob Cooney, here we are, and we have to face the music. The Eagles suck right now. They suck in many facets. I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat it. They're a bad football team that's making costly errors at costly times. Doug Peterson, I think some of his coaching... let's just put all the coaches into one vat here. I think they've been less than stellar this season. Mm-hmm. I think the offensive line clearly has been less than stellar. The Isaac Seumalo, you know, not spot start, maybe he's your future starter, was a little questionable, especially the first series of the game.
Yeah.
The secondary, look, if you want to bench Jalen Mills, bench Jalen Mills. If you think Sidney Jones is the better option, something needs to be done. This defense, the defensive line is performing decently, but this defense overall is not. 23 points at home to the Vikings is, you know, not something they typically let up. They're typically much better at home. They kind of stink right now.
Kane, where are the playmakers? Where are the playmakers? I see no playmakers on defense right now. I mean, defensive front, yeah, they're doing what they do, and they're doing well against the run. But where are the playmakers? When you need a stop defensively, when you need something done defensively, where is it? You got one fumble yesterday, that's fine. Do the Eagles even get... Avante Maddox had one last week, but do they even get sniffs at interceptions anymore?
Yeah, like... And part of that goes into the defensive line presence. And look, they're getting pressures, but they're not getting sacks.
No.
And it's killing you.
It's absolutely
killing
you.
And part of that is the book being out on this team and this defense.
Totally.
Because there was a play yesterday. Chris Long and Brandon Graham were on Kirk Cousins in literally less than 2 seconds, and he somehow had his emergency escape route on the side to Diggs, and they ended up getting a first down from it. And I was going like, you know, like... what else can you do there?
He's
really
completing passes when he's backpedaling.
Yeah.
Yesterday. And it's, you know, you have three top receivers, Minnesota does, in Thielen and Diggs and Rudolph. They had 26 targets yesterday. They completed 22 of those passes. I mean, it's just getting ridiculous. When you need a play defensively, it's not happening. Offensively, Carson Wentz, yeah, he is the biggest playmaker, one of the best playmakers in the league. But what are they doing offensively? I don't see any big plays being made. When was the last time you saw somebody catch a ball on the run? It's not. Everything's a catch, and it's a tackle right away. It's a sit-down catch.
Yeah.
It's a 50-50 ball catch or incompletion. You know, Smallwood with a horrible, horrible miss yesterday on what would have been a first down. Like, they're just not making plays now, Gene.
Alshon on that 3rd and 20, it's tough because he got jacked up right in the back.
He did, but it was right there.
But it was right. It was
right in
hit
his
him
hands.
Right in the face. You know, Carson, people are saying he's holding on to the ball a little bit too long. It's really hard to fault him right now. The only thing I would fault him on is he does have a fumbling problem.
No question. And he should have lost another one. And one of the sacks, Mike, I don't know how he held on to it, where the guy was coming from behind and it kind of like went through his hands. I don't know how he lost that one.
Yeah, I hate to nitpick on him, but that was the play of the game where Linval Joseph returns that 65 yards.
It was absolutely the play of the game.
That and Jay Ajayi sucking. But Jay Ajayi at the same time, I have a hard time holding over the coals. The dude's playing with a fractured back. Can you imagine getting touched in the... carrying a football, getting hit in the back, your natural reaction is to wince, and you're going to, like... you're going to expose
your body's going to react.
He lost it pretty early, so it's just, you know... all the people that said they didn't have interest in Le'Veon Bell, I wonder if you reconsider that after this week.
That, LeGarrette Blount.
LeGarrette Blount was a massive part of this team last year.
Yeah.
He got you tough yards when you needed it the most. And when I talked about the coaching earlier, where's the running game?
It's the first thing in my notes, James. In capital letters, run the damn ball.
He came out in the third quarter, established the run, established a pace, established control. You know, it ended in the Ajayi fumble, but that shouldn't really scare you off of what you were doing, what was successful.
I said it in the pregame show yesterday with Trey and Devon, and you and I talked about it last week before the Tennessee game. Run the ball to set up the pass.
Yeah, get the offensive lineman feeling good.
Get the offensive lineman feeling good. Keep your quarterback safe. Look what they did yesterday. First series, pass, pass, pass.
I know.
He's under pressure all the time. You're 3 and out. You start the game poorly. run the ball.
Yeah.
Run the ball. Wendell Smallwood, as much as you cannot like him, you can say what you want about him. He's the third, fourth back on this team. Okay, fine. But right now he isn't, because Corey Clement, they had to activate yesterday. They just have enough players.
Yeah.
He didn't play. But you have to go to Wendell Smallwood. And right now he's running the ball well. He's giving you that lightning as opposed to he's giving you that lightning out of the backfield. You're not using them. They ran the ball 17 times yesterday.
You want to hear a jarring stat?
Go for it.
The Eagles are now fifth team in NFL history with four straight games of 350 or more yards and 23 or fewer points. Wow. Only the 2017 Buccaneers have a longer streak of five games. And what that points to is being an inefficient offense.
Well, yeah. I mean, all the things that they were great at last year, they're not. They were 2 for 9 on third down yesterday.
Yeah, yards are. Yeah, last year I felt like Carson was picking up 63% of the third downs.
Yeah,
off the top of my head, that's a number, but I think he was relatively close.
It's not 69%.
No, it's 63.
You
said. We can't all be in that sweet spot, Bob. But yeah, I mean, you're getting the yardage, you're just not capitalizing. You're not scoring. It's really, really frustrating. It was just a gross game to watch, top to bottom. It was, the penalty on Michael Bennett ended up being a story in the game. I thought that was pathetic.
I don't know where this league is going.
Yeah, I really don't know what.
And that's not like you and I. That's not an Eagles call.
No,
not me and you looking at each other saying, "Oh, they should have won the game if that call." No, that's just watching it as a bystander and saying, "Where's the NFL going with this?"
Yeah, I mean, he was blocked into his legs,
stumbling going down. His job is to get the quarterback.
He gently wrapped him, pulled him, and released his
gosh.
Leg.
Should he have tied his shoes together and hope that he tripped?
Tripped his one leg into the other leg.
My God. It's horrible.
It's a shame.
And these guys don't know how to play.
No, they don't. And Malcolm Jenkins, Sam, I can throw you a curveball here. I asked you to have Adam Thielen queued up. But Malcolm Jenkins was asked about it on NBC Sports Philly after the game yesterday. And he essentially said the same thing.
I guess you're supposed to just let the quarterback go. the explanation from the official was, he has to avoid that hit, which means that he can't do his job. He can't tackle the quarterback while the quarterback has the ball. So obviously that was a big play. It was frustrating, but I don't know what to tell Mike to do on that play.
Yeah, I mean, what else? The only thing he didn't do was grab a pillow and lay him down gently.
Thing we saw on Twitter, yeah.
I mean, but seriously, it's
if that penalty wasn't called, it would have been third and 14 from the Eagles 31. Like, now that's the play where you turn it around. That's the play where you bring the defense. Instead, it's first and 10 at the 11.
I really hate to harp on the refs having an impact.
So do I.
Because they sucked and frankly they didn't deserve to win. But that's just kind of a... That's not a good trend in the league when you see something like that getting called.
No.
I think the Cleveland Browns have a better record than the Eagles right now. Can you handle that?
Well, as you and I talked about earlier this morning, the only good thing is, God, the NFC sucks.
Well, luckily, the Houston Texans beat the Cowboys in overtime last night. The Giants lost on a 63-yard field goal, getting their hearts ripped out again, almost a year to the date.
Yeah,
the
hopefully Washington goes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then hopefully Drew Brees and the Saints can take care of business tonight. I hate to even look at a silver lining like on a day like this because I was still bitter and angry. And look, I think the reason last week I was so angry was because it was the first time doubt crept in about this team. Like, my wife even said to me after the game last week, and I didn't even realize it until this week because I was much calmer yesterday because I kind of realized, like, they're not that good. Like, last week, I think, was the first time the doubt crept in. I was denying it, and it made me angry, and I didn't know how to process it.
So this week, you've just taken it in? It's
this
okay.
Week, it's like, what? Why?
Realization?
Yeah. They're not a good football team right now.
No. They're not close to being a good football team.
Aside from being a good run defense, what do they do well?
They run the ball well, but they don't do it often enough.
Yeah, and they move the ball in between the 20s decently.
Their offense is the exact opposite of their defense. Their defense can kind of defend inside the 20s, but they can't between, and the Eagles can get between, but they can't get in. I can't figure this team out right now. I just can't. You don't. But the biggest thing that comes to me, James, is they don't have playmakers.
No, they don't.
Like, there's no playmaker. There's nobody defensively that's making plays. And offensively, yeah, Carson Wentz can make plays. But aside of that, what do you have?
It's why I would have gotten Josh Gordon for a fifth round pick.
Yeah.
I hate to bring that up, but you saw him make a play last week of 50 plus yards for a touchdown. He's a playmaker.
Yeah.
It costs you nothing. Your window is small to repeat and win multiple Super Bowls. You have to take advantage when the advantage is there to take it. Take it. Take it. Carson Wentz on a rookie deal. The time is, you know, once he starts getting paid $33 million a year, it becomes a lot tougher to construct a full team.
Yeah, it does.
So, you know, I hate to bring up Josh Gordon today, but he's a playmaker. You don't have a lot of those right now.
Honest to God, after watching it again last night, that just keeps coming back to me and back to me. Run the ball.
You and Trey tortured yourselves and rewatched that.
Yeah,
huh?
We did. Yeah, but
I don't know if I could have rewatched that.
Yeah,
it was sloppy.
It was, and it's frustrating, and it's predictable, and it goes back to Eagles of old, like that frustrating feeling of you know what bad is going to happen, and it does. I'll tell you what, after the first series yesterday, I was kicking myself. Run the ball. Run the ball. What is Doug not hearing here? Run the ball. You got to protect your quarterback a little bit. Run the freaking ball.
And life is a circle. You run the ball. You get your offensive line feeling good. And you know what else that does? It keeps your secondary off the field. And that secondary right now, look, do whatever you got to do, Jim Schwartz. Send a message. Jalen Mills and Fletcher Cox, that's another storyline we'll probably get into with Mark and Trey coming up at 6 o'clock today. But, I mean, Fletcher, God bless him for getting in his face and telling him to get to the sideline and shut up.
Yeah.
Because Adam Thielen after the game, and Sam, if you can grab this, you know, Jalen played okay a couple plays, but obviously he got toasted twice on double moves again. One was an incredible catch by Thielen. The guy's a stud receiver.
He is a great receiver.
Him and Stephon Diggs, that's probably the best 1-2 in football. They're really good, but that's, you know, it's not an excuse. And Jim Schwartz, I called for him Saturday morning when I was on. Give the guy help. You know he bites on double moves. You have to shade a safety over to his side. And it wasn't there on the first move. It wasn't, you know, whatever. Jim Schwartz.
Listen to you.
Whatever.
This is the most frustrated I've ever seen in all the year that I've known you.
How many times are you going to bang your head against the wall and repeat the same things?
Well, it's the same thing offensively, too. Like, how many times are you going to throw your quarterback back? Now, listen, Carson threw 35 times yesterday. He ran 5. How many of those were designed runs? Maybe 1. He also got sacked 3 times. So you're in that 40 area of dropping him back. You ran the ball 17 times. Like, when are you going to get the message, Doug? It's no good. Your quarterback is getting killed. He got killed again yesterday.
Yeah. I don't care who you are, whatever. You can't convince me that Doug Peterson is not missing John DeFilippo and Frank Reich right now. And you know who I was really hating last night? That damn Josh McDaniels. For his floundering on taking the job in Indianapolis. Because if Frank Reich... Look, DeFilippo is probably made the offensive coordinator if Reich takes that job originally. The Colts and McDaniels screwed us, and
we're digging that deep now.
Yeah,
huh?
We are digging that deep because I think Doug misses those two. Does this offense look anything like the offense of last year?
No, it doesn't at all.
The first two games, I'm like, all right, you know, they don't have Carson, they don't have their full weapons, they're somewhat neutered with the playbook. You know, the first week back with Carson, I'm going, oh, okay, you know, like it's his first week back. It looks vanilla, bland, predictable. It's not good.
Yeah, you don't have anybody that can do anything. I mean, who's going to break a play for you? Alshon Jeffrey, as good as he is, he's a 50-50 ball guy. He's a guy that runs down, runs his pattern, you throw him the ball, most likely he's going to come. He's not a guy that you're going to hit on the run. He's going to break tackles and break one off. You just don't have that. Wendell Smallwood could be your biggest big play weapon right now.
And
he's your fourth running back. Ideally, he's your fourth running back if Ajayi's healthy, if Sproles is healthy, and if Corey Clement's healthy. And that's probably your biggest playmaker offensively right now.
They stink.
They stink. Listen to you. They stink.
Can you deny it?
They're not playing well. They can turn it around.
I'm not saying the season's over, but right now,
they're not playing
games,
well right now.
They stink.
I don't think you can win 2 out of 5 games in the NFL if you stink. But they're not playing
well.
Sure, you
can. They could have lost those two games easily.
I wish people could see your face. You're like mad at me.
They stink, Bob. Just admit that they stink, Bob. Right now, through 5 weeks, they stink.
They're not good right now.
All right.
Yeah, well, they're not playing well.
I didn't see this coming. Lane Johnson. I don't know what happened to him.
I'll tell you what. Look, when Trey comes out with our new morning show today with Farzetta and Trey,
he was studying the line big time.
I'll tell you what. I had a tutorial yesterday from Trey. It was awesome. When we were doing the pregame show, literally during one of the breaks, he broke out the pen and pad and started showing me exactly what he's talking about. What's going wrong? God, if I wasn't watching that game yesterday saying, oh my God, I see exactly what he's seeing.
Yeah, he's, I mean, our text chain was on fire yesterday.
Yes, we were.
And I just tweeted or texted something like, you know, what the hell happened to Lane Johnson? And Trey is all of a sudden like, he was at the 45 degree angle, inside swim move. He was caught with leverage off.
Oh my God.
And I was like, damn.
It's amazing. He had one segment during our show yesterday where Devon asked him something and Devon said, just explain this. And he went on and I could just feel my mouth open like
PhD in football.
Exactly. Like, this is why offensive linemen are considered the smartest people in football.
Lane Johnson is not something I ever thought was a concern. And I'm not saying it's a concern overall because, look, probably 95% of that game he played well. But that's back-to-back weeks now where he's been smoked on a move that led to a fumble turnover from Carson. And that tells me that Carson doesn't think, you know, never really thought he had to worry about somebody coming from Lane's side. Because twice now he's been caught just completely not looking because Lane got smoked. And that was a simple swim move. And that's not good enough.
No.
Especially with the way Jason Peters is playing.
And look,
Jason Kelce, he's not playing great. Like, they're just not playing well, Bob.
No, and Wisniewski comes out yesterday after the game saying that if I wasn't a Christian, I would tell you more. Did you see those quotes?
No.
Yeah, Wisniewski came out. I read it on Twitter early this morning that he came out with stuff saying, I don't want to talk about it because I'm a good teammate, whatever it may be. And this is paraphrasing, obviously. But he said, if I wasn't a Christian, tell you how I feel.
Well, then just say it at that point because you're basically saying it without saying it.
Exactly. But, you know,
we all fill in the blanks there, Stefan.
Yeah, how about yesterday, the boos that were cascading down from the stands? Like, look how things have changed in 5 weeks. Everything's fine. Super Bowl champs. Well, don't worry about it. Everything's good. No, this is a boo-free season.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, it's not because they are so boo-worthy now.
They're at a strange crossroads because, six, 8 months ago, they gave you the happiest day you've ever had as a Philadelphia sports fan.
Right.
And now they're at the point where they stink, and they might have to make some changes. And Jalen Mills might have to go to the slot. I thought Sidney Jones tore his Achilles the way he popped.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they did the Achilles test, and I was just going, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
Right.
And then luckily he walked off, so they just said it was an ankle. But look, if Sidney Jones needs to go to the outside, then he needs to go to the outside. You need to do something. They need to send a message, you know, to this team. And the other thing that was a big, I actually liked this from Doug yesterday when he went for the 2-point conversion. Now, the other thing I didn't like was not kicking the 58-yarder. I'm sure we'll get into both of these this morning. But the 2-point conversion to me said, we're winning this game, boys. We're going to, a touchdown now wins the game. If we don't get it, we have another chance to get 8 and tie it back up. But we're winning this game.
Yeah, you texted that yesterday, and I looked at it, and I'm like, what?
Because I didn't hear it at first, and then it dawned on me, and I was like, he's telling the team that we're going to win this with a touchdown. We're going to get a stop, and we're going to win.
Yeah, I hear you, what you said, and sending the message. I didn't like it at all. I didn't. I understand what you're saying. I totally understand what you're saying, and I'm all for that.
And I get your side of the thinking, too.
I didn't get it at all. Thank God for them that it worked, but I didn't get it at all, and it kind of put them in a position, had they been able to hold in the fourth on the last series, then it gives you a chance to win, yes. But I didn't get it at all. There's nothing I can wrap my hands around this team right now and say, okay, it's all right.
Yeah.
Absolutely
The best
nothing.
Thing that they have going for them is that the NFC East is an absolute dumpster fire.
That's it.
And that's not good.
Yeah. And tonight you have to hope that New Orleans beats Washington, and then you're still in it, and then you have a chance to win the division still. But I don't know, James. I came out of that game yesterday even more frustrated. I can't believe they only lost by 2 points.
Yeah.
I can't believe it was that close. Now, if you want to take that as a positive,
yeah, they do have a little resiliency to them. I'll give them that.
They do.
If you want to look, if you're fishing, deep sea fishing for positives today, that's one.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's one.
Question mark.
You could say, all right, they fumbled twice. You know, obviously the Ajayi fumble was, I think, at the 6, but the other fumble that went for the touchdown, they were in Minnesota territory, obviously, I think, like the 30-yard line, whatever
like
it was.
30, 32.
30, yeah, right there. So, you know, you had your chances, but again, so that's Minnesota coming up with big plays. That's Minnesota making plays, playmaking. Look, I'm gonna beat this horse to death. The Eagles have none of it on either side of the ball. They don't have it on special teams. They don't have it offensively. They don't have it defensively. There's nobody that can break a play right now.
Would
for them.
You have kicked the 58-yard field goal?
No.
You played the field position game.
Yeah, I think I would have.
I would have kicked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, at first I was like, all right, should have kicked it. Then I was like, all right, I kind of see the field position. And maybe this is hindsight being 20-20 and knowing that they didn't get the stop that they needed. But to me, Jake Elliott's shown you he can make a long field goal. I know he hasn't been great this year. No kickers really have been. He's not Mason Crosby. I would have kicked it.
Yeah, I just gut reaction. I was no. Don't do it. I got the thinking
on the other side.
Yeah.
I totally understand it. But when in a game where
man, you're big balls, Doug, today.
Well, listen, in a game where points were so scarce, I'm taking my shot at the points rather than flipping field position. And look, the percentages and the numbers probably say the field position thing is the right thing to do. I don't care. That's one of those things where I go, numbers be damned. I'm going with my gut. My gut says, Jake Elliott, go make a 58 yarder, kid. And that's just what it is. It was just a gut thing to me. Not
yeah. And look, to your point too, they weren't really stopping them at all.
No. Oh, actually, the second half they were doing pretty well stopping them. I think they, for the most part, stopped them.
But yeah, but again, gut feel. If they needed a stop, did you really feel it?
And they were probably exhausted.
So that that goes to your point also. So
I'm not going to hold Doug over the coals for it, but I would have kicked it. That's all it is, and that's going to be one that's talked. You know. The offensive line performance and Isaac Seumalo was just hot garbage in the beginning of that game. That'll be talked about. Jalen Mills and Fletcher Cox confrontation will be talked about. Doug Peterson, a couple play calls will be talked about. There's going to be a lot to be discussed today, and none of it's good. Rich in Wilmington, I'm sure, is irritated. What's going on, Rich?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Well, I think you've kind of pinpointed every problem to talk about, so I'll pick a couple.
What's the biggest one to you?
To me, Jesus, I don't even know where to start. I just think that the Eagles are just, they're as predictable as the sunrise.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing went well yesterday. The Michael Bennett call, if that's going to be a penalty, you might as well just blast them like in the old days.
Yeah. Seriously. I hate to be a Neanderthal, but...
Yeah, take the fine, and at least you know you hit him at that point.
Yeah, and then that gets in the back of his head. Oh man, but Michael Bennett really lit me up last time. At least get some, if you're going to get penalized, might as well get something out of it.
Yeah, and the penalties killed us. Stupid penalties. The lining up covering the tight end is ridiculous. That's just in fundamental stuff for the receivers. The line is ridiculous. At this point, no matter who you put in, if you're going to boot, you're going to bench Wisniewski for Seumalo, who's a swinging gate.
Yeah.
And you're going to keep Jalen Mills in for his every single game, double move, done.
Yeah.
Forget about it. So why does he get a pass, but you're benching linemen? And Wisniewski wasn't even that bad.
Yeah, Rich, we're up against it. Thanks for the call, bud. Have a great day. I didn't think Wiz was benchable bad. I didn't think he was good by any means.
No.
But I don't know what they've seen from Isaac Seumalo to ever think that he's worthy of a starting position.
Trey made a great point yesterday saying that the cohesion between Wisniewski and Jason Peters next to each other might be one of the reasons that they decided to do it, and that's how Peters got hurt last year.
But you look at one of the – this play was jarring to me, the third and short to pitch to Josh Adams on the left side there.
I hated that play.
Well, about that play, to your cohesion point, Trey Thomas and Jason Kelce didn't have hands on anyone on that play.
Well, Trey Thomas didn't because he was watching the game with
Did
me,
I say Trey? Jason Peters and Jason Kelce did not have hands on.
I was waiting for Trey to come running in here. Saying,
I wasn't playing. I didn't have any hands because I wasn't there. I'm sure Trey will break that one down later, but those two, they didn't have hands on a single block.
No.
And
no.
I don't know how you're expected to be successful.
And I can't wait for listeners, real quick, to listen to Trey today talk about the offensive line play and what needs to be
done. It's one of the biggest needs.
And he explained some things to me yesterday, James, that were just unbelievable, and I watch it in a different way, and he's absolutely right.
610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. We're probably as irritated and as ticked off as you guys are, so if you want to sound off during the 5 o'clock hour, we're here for you. The 5 a.m. hour is brought to you by Car Gurus. Go to cargurus.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you. That's CARGURUS.com. Eagles stink. Fanatic Sports Times 524.
Well, I talk about my lawn a lot because it's important that it looks good year-round. The summer takes a toll on a lawn. The baking sun makes the grass dormant so it doesn't grow as green and fast. And the ridiculous rain we had this season makes everything grow, especially the weeds. That's why I use my guys in Natural Lawn. Fall's the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. Aeration removes small plugs of soil to help your lawn breathe. Now, you'll notice the grass grow thicker and greener and ultimately overtake the weeds by simply having more grass than weeds. Regardless of where you live and how your lawn currently looks, Natural Lawn's limited time offer will restore your lawn's health and beauty. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. The number is 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Hurry in for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals at JCPenney, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 or 30-month special financing on qualifying purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 9/27 to 10/17. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Just in time for a style upgrade, it's Macy's Men's Designer Suiting Event with 70 to 85% off. Lauren Ralph Lauren and Calvin Klein Wool Suiting, originally $600, now just $149.99. Suits and suit separates, $79.99 to $169.99. Sport coats and blazers, $39.99 to $79.99. Dress pants, shirts, and ties are just $14.99 to $24.99. Right now at Macy's. Savings off regular and original prices, exclusions apply.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
When you have a family, life adds up. A new semester of school, a new season on the team, and new goalie pads to go with it. Now your youngest wants to learn an instrument. And of course, she didn't pick the harmonica. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates and no fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.com.
Hey, it's Autumn, and it's time for the Autumn at Aaron's event when just $5 gets you started. That's right, just $5 gets you started leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances from brands you love. GE, Philips, LG, and more. With no credit needed and free delivery and setup, visit your local Aaron's store or Aaron's.com now through October 11th. It's time for cool breezes and cool deals. Plus, just $5 gets you started during the Autumn at Aaron's event. At participating Aaron's stores, transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply.
My wife and I didn't think we needed to start planning for retirement.
But our principal financial rep was like,
you need to start planning for retirement.
I thought that's what Social Security was for.
Same, but as it turns out,
you may need more security than that. So even if retirement is 30 years away, you'll
need enough savings to help maintain your current lifestyle.
Which means we'll be able to maintain our expensive latte habit.
Well into our 90s.
Principal, investments, retirement, insurance. We can help you plan for that. Sponsored by member companies of Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. Principal National Life Insurance Company, Principal Life Insurance Company. Securities offered by Principal Securities Incorporated. Member SIPC.
Hey, it's Autumn, and it's time for the Autumn at Aaron's event when just $5 gets you started. That's right, just $5 gets you started leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances from brands you love. GE, Philips, LG, and more. With no credit needed and free delivery and setup, visit your local Aaron's store or Aaron's.com now through October 11th. It's time for cool breezes and cool deals. Plus, just $5 gets you started during the Autumn at Aaron's event. At participating Aaron's stores, transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply.
The home of Brian Westbrook, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, welcome back in, Fanatic at 5. I'm Jamie Lynch, in with Bob Cooney here. And there is...
They stink, James! They stink!
I mean, they really do. Can somebody convince me otherwise? It's just there's too many... You know, Doug talked about it after the game. Sam, if you can cue up Doug 7 there. Doug talked about after the game, he was asked, you know, what do you tell the team after a performance like this? And here's Doug after the game.
I just told him that, that basically I was going to walk in this room and just I was going to take it for the team, because the way we've been playing and performing, it starts with me. And I want to make sure that the guys understand that we can't do these things. We can't self-inflict and expect to win. Championship teams just don't do that. And we're doing that right now. So I have to self-examine myself first. It starts with me. And, those guys are busting their tail. So we're gonna get it fixed. It starts with me.
Yeah, I mean, it does, but it doesn't. Like, that 3rd-and-2 call, look, you can critique the call. Stuff
the
like
The Adams
that.
Call, you mean?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Right.
I'm just choosing
that. No.
One.
Okay.
Not
yeah.
as a major league swing point. Just picking that play in particular.
Totally agree with you, dude. I hated that
the
play.
The players didn't execute. Like, I understand, look, maybe there's a better play call. Maybe you go up the gut there. Whatever. But the play call wasn't executed by players. So, yeah, like, to a degree, it starts with you, Doug. But your players aren't executing right now. Jay Ajayi fumbling inside the 10-yard line. Not ideal. Lane Johnson getting his doors blown off to allow a strip sack fumble 6. They're not executing. So I understand you're taking the bullets for the team, but I ain't buying it.
Wow. I'll tell you what. Here's one part that I will put on him. Those penalties that we saw yesterday, the illegal formations, the false start.
That was a weird one because he was asked about that in particular, and they said, who was actually lined up illegally? And he said, I'm not getting into that right now. So he was clearly ticked off about that one, but he learned from Andy Reid, and Andy Reid always had their back in press conferences. But I would like to know more about that illegal formation because he clearly was ticked.
Yeah, he was ticked, but it was just sloppiness yesterday. Like, they had 8 penalties yesterday again. 8 penalties
that's
is too much.
That's actually probably love for them.
That is. But
I mean,
8
the first
is
game of the year, they had 29 in the game. Yeah, so they were probably 10, had yeah. 12 or 13.
They've been in double digits an awful lot. But the penalties and part of the fans booing yesterday, I think, stemmed from this, was just sloppiness.
Yeah.
The illegal formations, the false starts.
Oh, you want to know another sloppy one? Jordan Matthews.
Yeah.
Look, it was probably only the difference of 3, 4, maybe 5 more yards, but you have to know this is a 2-minute warning call. I don't need to get to the sidelines.
Right.
He caught the ball on the sidelines and went right out of bounds when he could have picked up 5 more yards.
Yeah.
And that's just a stupid little thing. But it's it goes to the bigger picture that they're not focused right now. I don't know what it is.
They're not playing well, but they're also playing stupid.
Yeah,
they are. They're playing like, stupid football.
Overall,
right now.
That play's not going to win or lose you the game. But you put together 10 to 12 of those plays of just pure stupidity that builds, and then you lose a game by 2 points at home.
Yeah, I don't know. This team is like water. I can't wrap my hands around anything good. I want to, but I can't.
The only thing they're good at is the run defense, and even then, Minnesota had a couple big runs yesterday.
Well, they're only good. They're also only good against the run defense because nobody really wants to run against them anyway.
Yeah.
So, and nor do they have to. And you know what's really aggravating is the times that like yesterday for the first time this year, Johnson got some punts inside the 20, pinned them back, and what happens?
He's one of
first
the
play.
Spots.
Boom, 11 yards, 14 yards, 30, and then all of a sudden Minnesota's out at the 40.
When Cameron Johnson's one of your bright spots of the season.
You love Cameron Johnson.
I do.
You're
going to
get
but
a Cameron Johnson jersey.
Once he learned some touches inside the 20 and
he had
and
some
the
yesterday.
Quarter
he had two,
punts.
I think, yesterday. Yeah,
he did all right yesterday.
Yeah, you like him.
But that's not good.
That's your boy.
He's one of the bright spots of the year.
He might be the bright spot of the year.
That's
Jamie.
Not good, Bob.
No, it's not. No, but... I don't know. What do you look at to say they can turn this around? I don't know what it is. And now we're having the question, is Carson holding on to the ball too long? Are the receivers not getting open? Is
I think
the
it's
offensive
more
line...
the receivers not getting open.
Yeah.
Where's Nelson Aguilar?
He's boom, boom. Yeah, where's Nelson Aguilar? And yesterday, they targeted Alshon Jeffery 8 times. He had 2 catches. That's
one
concerning that Xavier Rhodes
down.
That Xavier Rhodes did such a good job on him that he could...
he's
could
a stud. But...
So that's a playmaker. Yep. That's a playmaker. Xavier Rhodes is a playmaker. Eagles have none, and they have none. And
I
it's
know.
Killing me. Who's going to do something? Who's going to do something for this
Le'Veon
team?
Le'Veon Bell.
Get him.
Would you give up a second rounder?
Hell yeah.
All right.
No question about it.
Excuse me if I mispronounce this. Relioso wants to talk about the game. Is that right, Relioso?
Yeah. How y'all doing this morning?
What's up, buddy? What do they call you for short?
Relly.
Relly.
Okay.
Yeah, Relly, we're not doing great. if you've heard us, we're a little ticked off this morning. Somebody peed in our Cheerios.
Yeah, I'm always listening to y'all whether I'm at work or home.
I appreciate that, man.
Good show. I just wanted to say a couple of things real quick.
Yeah.
I think Doug is losing his team, man. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you got, last year up to this point, I mean, what did we do that had the deficiencies and all that? We ran the ball. Run the ball. You not only tire the defensive line out.
Yep.
And tire the linebacker.
You keep
out
your secondary off the field.
Yeah, for the second half, for the stretch of the second half, because we was blowing people off the ball. And the reason was because we was running the ball and they wasn't able to get the win. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Life's a circle.
So
football.
So by the second half, we blowing guys off the ball. You know what I'm saying? Because we constantly running the ball.
Yeah.
I don't understand what was going on yesterday. I'm lost at this point.
I think collectively, really, all of our brains are kind of in a pretzel over this because I don't think any of us saw this coming.
And then you got Jalen Mills still playing off the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, you got to go with Sidney. And to be honest with you, I think Maddox is one of their best cornerbacks, if you ask me. His technique and everything in the preseason was good to me.
Yeah, it looks like they're really trying him out at safety, so that might be his new position.
That's not making no sense. I say you grab Bell, you go and you sign Dez. And I'm sorry to say at this point, but you're going to have to trade Brandon Graham. You're not going to get that for
I don't think, I think, and Relly, thanks for the call, man. I think Brandon Graham is, I think him not getting his extension this offseason was telling.
Yeah, but him battling this injury, I don't.
He had his first sack yesterday in a big spot.
He did. He had a big play there yesterday.
My prediction was always that McLeod and Graham were going to be your unpopular cap casualties next year because they have to free up a lot of money and they do have some money coming off the books when you talk about, you know, Nick, what this is for another day, but I think Brandon Graham not getting his extension was telling.
Yeah, and we've talked
and
about that before.
And he's a good player.
Yeah.
I just don't know if they want to pay him 17, $18 million a year.
Yeah, because, which is what, you've done the study on that. That's what
that's an average top D end.
Yeah.
And that's what he wants. And, you know, frankly, I don't know if it's...
Yeah, and you're talking about a guy that makes plays on defense, so that's going to be missed if that's so, you know, so happens. But I don't know. James, there was the defensive line yesterday played decent, maybe, but was that it? Out of all your units yesterday, was that it?
Probably.
Secondary didn't play well. Linebackers, all right, they had some tackles.
Bradham had the fumble recovery.
Yeah. Offensive line, I don't know. I saw Carson Wentz getting hit an awful lot yesterday, and if you watched the game twice like I did, you got really scared for the most part.
He's getting hit way too much. I think it was 8 times yesterday, but it felt like 30.
You know, and you're right. Here's the weird thing. Like, when they need something, positive offensively, they go to their run game. Think of it last week in overtime against Tennessee. What did they do? They ran the ball. It's almost like they know they can use that and get positive.
But then they get away from it.
Yesterday, second half, you're down 17-3 at halftime. You come out and you start running the ball. And it works for you. You get down to the 6-yard line before Ajayi fumbles. I don't get the thinking here.
Red zone, they're
not. We know we can run the ball, but we'll hold on to that. We're just going to get our quarterback's ass kicked all day long.
Yeah.
And then we'll run the ball and we need to try to win the game.
They were great in the red zone last year. I don't know what happened to this team. It's incredibly frustrating. Ben in Norristown wants to talk about it. What's going on, Ben?
Frustrating is an understatement.
Yeah.
I think we miss our old OC.
Yeah, I think we do. I think we do big time. I think Frank Reich and DeFilippo are a massive miss right now.
You know what I think they did that we understate? I think they kept Doug's head straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
They kept Doug. You know what, Doug?
Maybe it was Frankie Big Balls the whole time. Yeah.
Why don't we do a run here? No, why don't we kind of even it out? Let's play it a little more. Let's even this game a little bit. Yo, Doug, why don't we try this call instead? And I think that right there is a huge issue. The other issue I have is Carson isn't playing terrible at all. He's playing well.
No, he is playing pretty well.
The receivers are not helping. Last week, Nelson Aguilar, third and 21.
Yeah.
You got that ball in your hands. Come on, Alshon, you got to hold on to that ball. And that's the first down.
He'll tell you that.
That's first down.
I mean, he got lit up, but that's it was a perfect ball, and he should have had it.
That's what you come in here for. You, yep. you are a strong-handed dude. You're supposed to hold that ball, cradle that ball. You take that hit.
And it was earlier in the game, but Wendell Smallwood, same thing. I mean, Carson hit him right in the helmet.
Right.
And
through,
you got to come up with
right
that, dude.
Through your hands, I know. Man. Come on. That's a third down. That's
I know.
Points on the board.
Yep.
Hesitating.
There's
oh
not
God.
Ben, there's not much to like about this team right now.
Oh.
And that sucks. That's a tough realization, and that's what this Monday morning is.
Oh my God.
All right, man. Have a better Monday.
Can't get any worse.
I woke up this morning, the first thought was, man, this sucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I thought I might be like, have some like, all right, well, the NFC East is not that good. And
yeah.
They still have a shot at the playoff. No, they stink right now. I keep going back
that's
to
the,
it.
That's your overriding factor today.
Just overall.
That's your theme. They
and
stink.
Look, it's a short week.
That's a good thing?
Maybe.
I think so. I think it is. I'm not looking ahead to the game. I'm just saying it's good for the fandom, for us. Okay.
Yeah.
The loss, but boom, here comes another
Let's
one.
Let's hope they can men in black themselves after that performance on Sunday. He's Bob Cooney. I'm Jamie Lynch. We got Sam Wilson producing the Fanatic at 5. Mark Farzetta and Trey Thomas are coming up at 6 o'clock as today is the first day of the new lineup here at the station. We're all very, very excited to get started. Fanatic time is 5:40.
Get to JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale with night-to-day doorbusters from Friday 3 p.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday. Shop select $12.99 sweaters for her, select $6.99 kids' long-sleeve graphic tees, and select $17.99 denim for him and her. Plus, get an extra 50% off already reduced final take clearance prices and an extra 20% off with coupon any way you pay. JCPenney, style and value for all. Coupon and clearance valid 10-11 to 10-13. Doorbusters valid 10-12 to 10-13. Select times only while supplies last. Coupon required. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples Printing Event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Spilled your red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 35% on appliance special buys. Stop wondering when the best time to buy is. Because it's now. Get a GE Appliances top-load washer and dryer, just $448 each. You save over $300 on the pair. The washer has a heavy-duty agitator for a powerful clean on top of the powerful savings. Save up to 35% with appliance special buys at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 17th. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details.
Hurry in for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals at JCPenney, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 or 30-month special financing on qualifying purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 9/27 to 10/17. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
Hey, it's autumn, and it's time for the Autumn at Aaron's event when just $5 gets you started. That's right, just $5 gets you started leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances from brands you love. GE, Philips, LG, and more. With no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Visit your local Aaron's store or Aaron's.com now through October 11th. It's time for cool breezes and cool deals. Plus, just $5 gets you started during the Autumn at Aaron's event. At participating Aaron's stores, transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply.
When I have extra money, I love to spend it. But my principal financial rep told me,
investing your extra money could
give me more to spend later. You just
create a plan to determine what you want to invest, and then
I can spend what's left.
Within reason.
So while some say investing is
making your money work hard for you,
I say it's spending money on myself in the future.
Principal. Investments, retirement, insurance. We can help you plan for that. Sponsored by member companies of Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. Principal National Life Insurance Company, Principal Life Insurance Company. Securities offered by Principal Securities Incorporated. Member SIPC.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. When you have a family, life adds up. A new semester of school, a new season on the team, and new goalie pads to go with it. Now your youngest wants to learn an instrument. And of course, she didn't pick the harmonica. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates and no fees, ever. Learn more at marcus.com.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples Printing Event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10-13-18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Just in time for a style upgrade, it's Macy's Men's Designer Suiting Event with 70 to 85% off. Lauren Ralph Lauren and Calvin Klein Wool Suiting, originally $600, now just $149.99. Suits and suit separates, $79.99 to $169.99. Sport coats and blazers, $39.99 to $79.99. Dress pants, shirts, and ties are just $14.99 to $24.99. Right now at Macy's. Savings off regular and original prices. Exclusions apply.
Update your Fanatic app. We've updated ours. Update yours. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back in, Fanatic at 5. It's a frustrating Eagles loss Monday. When the best thing you can say about your team is that the division stinks and there's still hope, that's not a positive, Bob. But luckily, the NFC East is an absolute dumpster fire.
That was the best thing about this morning, waking up, because I did not stay up for the Cowboys game last night.
Those of you that had Texans minus 3.5 aren't too happy about that.
Would you be one of them, Jay?
Nah, not you. Bill O'Brien before the first half. We're not getting into that.
Wow.
He went for it on 4th and 2 with, like, you know, no time left instead of taking points on the board. That's just dumb to me. And you know what else I noticed from the weekend? 4th and short at the goal line, or 3rd and short, whatever it is. Why do coaches overthink everything? QB sneak it. Jump over the pile and get the ball over the tip of the goal line. Like Tom Brady has been successful doing this for 20 years. If there's a 4th and short in New England, guess what? Everybody knows what they're doing, and they get it every time.
Yeah.
Don't overthink stuff.
The Josh Adams, I don't know. I don't know. I agree with you. The play calling yesterday baffled me. The lack of intelligence yesterday baffled me. I don't know where this team is right now, James. I don't. They're playing bad, they're executing poorly, and they're playing stupid football right now.
I think Jim Schwartz has to get a mirror and look in it. I think, would you change Jalen Mills right now, this week, on a short week? Because I said I wouldn't have done it before Minnesota, just because Minnesota's too complicated of an offense with those receivers to make that drastic of a change now. And look, I make the move, I don't care. But now it's a really short week, and that's a lot to implement this quickly heading into a Thursday night game. So it's almost like maybe this is the last week, and then you have 10 days leading up to the following game, a little extra time to implement some changes. Do you do it?
Yeah.
Do you not do it this week?
I don't. You got to do it. I keep going back to, can it get any worse? Can it get any worse? The top three receivers yesterday for the Vikings, I'll say it again, targeted 26 times, 22 completions for 248 yards. It was Cousins just saying, oh, you know what? I'll just take what I want. Your turn. Boom, boom, boom. There was nothing there that stopped him from doing exactly what he wanted yesterday. And yeah, he made some really good throws, but Thielen and Diggs, they were open all day long. Yeah. I mean, all day long they were wide open. And when you know who they're going to all the time, looking to stop them, you laid it out perfectly earlier in this hour, James. So Jalen Mills bites on double moves, yet they keep running him, yet he keeps biting, yet there's no help over top for him.
Yeah, like, look.
What's changing?
Well, that's what I don't understand about Jim Schwartz right now. Everybody in the league knows Jalen Mills bites on double moves. Everyone. Except apparently Jim Schwartz, who never wants to give him help. And look, and if he needs that much help and it changes your defensive game plan that much, then bench him. I don't care. I can't keep watching the same stuff. I feel like I'm in an insane asylum banging my head against the wall. Give them help or change them. It's that
the definition of insanity is laid out right before us right now. My gosh, look at you.
The lack of sex is killing them.
The lack of what?
Sex.
Okay, I was wondering where you're going there. Because a lack of sex is frustrating.
Yeah,
I get you on that.
But, they're killing it with pressure.
Well, the book's out, James. The book is totally
100%
out. It's quick throws.
And it's on Jim Schwartz to adjust.
My God, you saw Cousins throwing while he was backpedaling yesterday. The book is so out on them. So how do you change it?
You change something, Jim.
You got to get pressure. Maybe these guys need to start pressing on the side. And if Jalen Mills isn't able to do that, well, then you got to get somebody in there that can.
And blitz, do something.
You change Steph Wisniewski because why? Because you needed to change something offensively?
Yeah, and Isaac Seumalo kind of stinks.
I just saw a stat. So last year, in two starts and then plus the first series yesterday, he gave up a sack in the first series yesterday. So in two starts and one series, Seumalo's given up 7 sacks. Two starts and one series yesterday.
Wow.
7 sacks. And you're taking out Wisniewski for him?
Stephon Wisniewski's worse
than
that.
But you can't take out Jalen Mills or somebody when they're targeted 26 times and successful 22 of them? I don't know. There's stuff going on that I don't understand. Maybe
I don't think anybody understands.
Sometimes it's a lot simpler. Don't think too much. Just do.
Yeah.
Put players out there that are going
to
make plays.
This isn't rocket science. It's football. When an adjustment needs to be made, make it. It's not going to fix itself. Jordan is frustrated as we are. What's up, Jordan?
Yeah, I'll tell you. One of the most frustrating things I saw yesterday was when Jalen Mills made one play. Breaking up a
it's,
pass.
It's funny you bring this up, Jordan, because I have a piece of audio after your call I want to play about this exact play you're referencing.
Yeah, he's acting like he's, God's gift to a cornerback. I think a minute into the game, he was burnt on a double move for a pretty big play from the Vikings. But my point on the team is that there's so many deficiencies, I don't even know where to begin between the offensive woes.
I know.
Poor Carson's getting crushed back there. No time to throw the ball.
He's one of the few things that's not frustrating right now, except for his fumble problem that we won't talk about today, but that is a problem.
Now, on the defensive side, from what I've seen from every game, it looks like the defensive line is getting pressure. They're just not getting to the quarterback.
Yeah, and it's a problem because the book is out on this defense and the quarterbacks know to get rid of it, in under 4 seconds, and your pressures don't really count for a ton when you're not getting home.
And then the third thing would be wide receiver drops, drop balls. It's frustrating. I'm not seeing what we saw last season.
No.
Which is sad. And I don't even know where we're going to be going this season.
I know. Jordan, I hear you. Have a better Monday than you sound.
James, I've been saying this. So I'm done with last season. It was great. That was super. It was fantastic. And I said this before the season started. I don't want to hear anything about last
year.
The
honeymoon's
over. Like Jordan just said, it's nothing like last season. Don't even compare to last season.
It's a different year.
Have this season be what it is right now. They're 2-3. I don't care if they won the Super Bowl last year, if they got bounced in the first round. I don't care about last year. This team is bad right now.
Well, Jordan brought up that play that Jalen Mills, gotten Adam Thielen's face after he made a third down stop.
Right.
It's the one where Fletcher Cox and Mills got in each other's faces. Here's Adam Thielen after the game. He had something interesting to say about Jalen Mills.
What happened on the incident between you and Jalen Mills?
It's just football. You get in the heat of the moment. I always love when guys talk smack after making one play.
Yeah, and that's... He's right, and that's why Jalen Mills gets, aside from biting on double moves, that's why he gets the bullseye of everyone's ire, because he does stuff like that, where, dude, you got toasted twice, and then you're going to get up in his face talking smack? Chill out.
Yeah.
And Fletcher Cox felt the same way, and he's the leader of that defense, so him and Malcolm are the El Capitans, and if Malcolm feels that way, we're not crazy, and...
Yeah, all Thielen did was 7 for 116 and a touchdown yesterday.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's pretty good.
And I don't complain about announcers at all, but on the touchdown pass to Thielen...
Can Troy Aikman lay off the fake baking? Dude, he looked orange.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I don't even pay attention to the announcer.
He was like...
But on the play where Thielen caught the touchdown pass, he says, that's really good coverage there by Mills. All right, good coverage. He got called for holding, yeah. and he got beat for the touchdown. Yeah. So I don't know where the good coverage came in.
Yeah.
But
there's nothing good about this team.
What
right
I
now,
was
Bob.
Thinking was, is that the best you're going to get?
Yeah.
The guy held and got beat for a touchdown, but it was good coverage.
Well, we got a big day ahead as the morning show with Mark Farzetta and Trey Thomas is about to get underway. Bob and myself are not going anywhere. We're very excited about the new lineup, not as excited about the Eagles, because frankly, there's nothing to be excited about right now. But don't go anywhere. Mark and Trey coming up next. To start the new look, 97.5 Fanatic. Fanatic time, it's 5:54.